Make sure you...
Up in the control room of the school auditorium, the Northern Nights Theater manager Erica Washke and high school junior Becky Ware thread film from a wagon wheel-sized platter across the room to a projector and back again.
What we do is we run a test strip every night to check the sound and make sure that the focus is Yep, and now when we get ready to start the movie, we can just push start and it's ready to go.
Ware is learning how to thread the film and says she'll take over the projectionist role next year when she's a senior. She says she likes working at the theater.
It's been really fun. I've been working here since about freshman year. So during the summer, I can still work at the jobs and work here at nights, and it's just been fun.
Northern Nights has involved 10 to 15 students every year for the past decade as board members and employees. They take tickets, sell popcorn, and clean the auditorium. Students have been involved, in fact, in every aspect of the nonprofit's inner workings. Board member Jeanette Ness says during the early years, a dedicated group of 7 students, Brian Doyle, Mike Foreman, Joel Green, Jamie Hagar, Kiana Kegel, Chris Ness, and Dante Rodriguez, did everything from marketing to ordering concessions and films to setting up policies for the organization. Ness says that original group of students really kept the operation going.
The kids that were selected, they were selected by middle school and high school principals. They, at some point, they really bonded, and they, like I said, they just took leadership, and you could see how they were blossoming with their self-confidence. And that, I would say that most of us, the adults involved at that time, would say the adult student mentorship was a success even before we opened our doors, and that was an exciting time for me.
Petersburg was without a movie theater after a private business closed its doors in the mid-1990s. Ness and other adults in town applied for a state grant offered during the Knowles administration aimed at improving health and safety for children and families.
We wanted to create an adult student mentorship in a business, and Don Koenigs had closed down Viking Theater, and at the time that we did like a community needs assessment, it was obvious that we really missed the theater. And so that's why we thought this would have been a perfect project to create that mentorship as well as establish the students in some type of a business.
Petersburg was one of the 13 communities that won grant money under the Community Partnerships for Access, Solutions, and Success, or COMPASS program. The $35,000 grant was paired with other funding and went toward the purchase of a projector and hiring a theater manager. Ness says of the communities that won COMPASS grants, only Petersburg's project still survives. The student involvement in the theater has been a real positive aspect for another member of the board and the current board treasurer, Sid Bacom.
It's been a real pleasure working with a group of students over a lot of the years that I've been there. I've seen them come and go, including both of my two sons worked there as well while they were in high school.
The theater show's first-run films cycled through several movie houses in the region. Films arrive by plane and are sometimes delayed by weather or mechanical problems. But most weeks of the year, they show a single movie Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays in the school district's Wright Auditorium. Sometimes when the movies make it into town, there are still problems. Theater manager Erica Washke has worked the job for over 2 years and says there have been some trying times.
I had one time where a reel, as I was building the film, came apart before it was supposed to, and it sprung all over. If you can imagine, like a small roll of film, what it does. Well, this was about a pile of film about 4 feet wide and 2 feet deep in half this room that was a big spider's nest, and I had to fix it. I think it was Pirates of the Caribbean too, so it was opening the next day. A big, big movie that I was here a long time fixing that.
Wayward film reels will be a thing of the past once the nonprofit follows the rest of the industry and converts to a digital projector. That will be the next big capital expense for Northern Nights Theater, but for now it's time to reflect on 10 years of successful theater showing. The 10-year anniversary party features a showing of Walt Disney's Enchanted. They'll be giving outdoor prizes and free popcorn for theater goers in costume. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.